Okay, so here we go. Taking a look at target heart rate. Target heart rate. And here's the question. I'm going to ask you the question, and then I'm going to give you several options. Okay, here's the question. What target heart rate should you aim for during cardio? What target heart rate should you aim for during cardio? Here's option one. Twice your resting heart rate. Option two, three times your resting heart rate. Option three, 50% to 85% of your maximum heart rate. So here we go again. The question is, what target heart rate should you aim for during cardio? Option one, twice your resting heart rate. Option two, three times your resting heart rate. Option three, 50% to 85% of your maximum heart rate. The survey says, actually not the survey, but this is the correct answer, 50% to 85% of your maximum heart rate. This is where you're really helping your heart out. If you just started exercising, aim for the lower end of that range and gradually work your way up. Remember what I shared with you before about if you're just starting out or if you're just getting back started. Don't try to go full speed. Start slow, work your way up. Start low, work your way up. Start light, work your way up. Now, so one of the things we got to do is find our maximum heart rate. Because remember now, we're trying to get anywhere from 50% to 85% of our maximum heart rate. We do not want to go over our maximum heart rate. So we've got to find that maximum heart rate first and get anywhere between 50% to 85% of that maximum. So to find your maximum heart rate, subtract your age from 220. So if you are 40 years old, your maximum heart rate is 180. 220 minus 40, which of course equals 180. If you're 60 years old, your maximum heart rate is 160. 220 minus 60 equals 160. So 220 is the standard number you're working with. That is your starting number. To find your maximum heart rate, start out with 220 and subtract your age. That is, the answer is your maximum heart rate. Now, in order to get where you want to be, your target heart rate for cardio is going to be anywhere from 50% of your maximum heart rate up to 85% of your maximum heart rate. So to take your pulse, you can place your fingers on your wrist or on the side of your neck and count the number of beats you feel in 1 minute. Okay, so 50% to 85% of the maximum heart rate is where we're going when we're doing our cardio. Now, you know hydration is important for good exercise programs, right? We should be drinking even when we're not exercising, no doubt, but particularly when it comes to exercising. Is this true or false? Water is always better than sports drinks. You know, we hear so often, water, 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 water. Some people are still saying no fewer than 8 glasses of water. Water, water. True or false? Water is always better than sports drinks. What'd you come up with? Okay. The correct answer is false. I know that might have been a bit tricky for some of you, but false. Water is usually the best choice. Remember now, the statement was water is always better than sports drinks. Yeah, we got to pay close attention to what these questions and these statements are looking for. By the way, this can help us prepare, you know, kind of get ourselves ready for tests and exams and quizzes in school, teaching us to pay attention to details when it comes to the questions and the statements. No, for the statement, water is always better than sports drinks, the answer is false. Water is usually the best choice, especially during normal daily exercise. But if you're pushing hard for more than an hour, sports drinks can be just as good or better. They give you energy through the carbohydrates, and they replace electrolytes that are lost through the sweat. And that helps you work out longer and, in some cases, more efficiently because you have more of what your body needs in order to help you do what you want to keep doing. All right, next one, true or false. Everyone needs to check with their doctor before starting an exercise program. Here's your statement again. Everyone needs to check with their doctor before starting an exercise program. Would you say that that is true or false? Well, in my mind, that's kind of a trick question. The correct answer, according to our panel of experts, is false. They recommend that we not let another excuse keep us from a healthy habit. Most people can go ahead and just hit the gym. However, you should check with your doctor if you are a man or over 45 or a woman over 55 and you plan on doing vigorous workouts. You're a man over 45 or a woman over 55 and you plan on doing vigorous workouts. Or if you have any medical problem, such as diabetes or heart disease. Or if you have joint problems like arthritis. Or if you take blood pressure meds or heart meds. Any of those things going on, you should check with your doctor first. This is what they're recommending. Otherwise, they're saying you can go ahead and just hit the gym. So know your body, and if you think that there are other concerns that may not have been listed here, by all means, check with your doctor. All right, here we go. True or false? When you lift weights, you should feel the burn and tire out your muscles. When you lift weights, you should feel the burn and tire out your muscles. True or false? All right, well, I tell you what, I'll let you know in just a few minutes whether that be true or whether that be false.